With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Last week's tsunami raised as many questions as it did boats. How vulnerable is the Monterey Bay to a catastrophic tsunami? And when they say get back from the beach, how far back do you need to go? To get answers, I spoke with Dr. Gary Griggs. He's a distinguished professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at the University of California, Santa Cruz.
This is Gary.
We talked by phone. He told me the risk of a catastrophic tsunami hitting the Monterey Bay is very low.
California as a state in the last 200 years has had 19 tsunami deaths. That's like less than dog bites and bees and wasps. So it's a really, really low hazard for, you know, dying in a tsunami. The biggest was in Crescent City in 1964. Santa Cruz had one death in a 1946 tsunami. There was an older guy standing out in the intertidal zone when the wave came in. So we have to be smart, and we have a warning system in place. But I'm going to say that our risk here versus almost anything else is much, much lower.
Where do tsunamis come from?
The ones that have hit us most often have been these big earthquakes, Japan, Alaska. And it's in some ways just like a tide coming in all at once rather than every 6 hours. And these wind waves we see, the surfers are, you know, taking advantage of, may move at 10 or 20 miles an hour, maybe a little faster. Tsunamis move at 450 to 500 miles an hour, the speed of a, you know, airliner.
The two most recent tsunamis damaged the Santa Cruz Yacht Harbor. Why was it hit so hard?
Well, because it's an enclosed channel, it's sort of like a funnel in a sense, and it just starts, you know, picking up the boats. I think Monterey Harbor is protected by a breakwater, and I don't think it's had any significant damage. Whereas Santa Cruz, it can keep going right up that channel. It also, when it, that momentum of that wave hit the back end of the harbor, that's when it actually came up into the low areas on either side and, you know, did some flooding.
The advisories on Saturday said over and over, if you're near the beach, get back. How far back should people get?
Well, you know, when the Japan tsunami came, they did a reverse 911 call, and it went out all over. I was on my way to Sacramento that morning, and when we got to the crest of Highway 17, there were hundreds of cars. What's going on? Well, it said go to high ground, so they went up to 1,800 feet. But when you look at where the tsunamis, you know, what areas they've reached. In most places, I think that's a pretty short distance. I think what you don't want to be doing necessarily is standing on the shoreline. But, I mean, if you're 10 feet above the sea level, you're probably in pretty safe conditions, I would say.
Not a good time to go surfing?
Well, there was a lot of people out in the water, and there was this high school surfing contest. And I think people think you're going to see these beautiful, I don't know what, 10 or 20-foot high waves, but that's not really what happens. You just get this huge surge, like the tide coming in very quickly. And I think some of the kids over there in the high school surfing contest had trouble getting back out of the water because the tsunami hit at high tide, which moved the water up higher than it would have been had it been a low tide.
When we have the next tsunami, where along the Monterey Bay do you not want to be?
I guess where I wouldn't want to be is on a little boat in the harbor. I don't know what happened in Capitola, which is very low-lying and has been flooded under high wave and high tide conditions. I think the lowest areas are the river mouth, the harbor, Capitola, are the places that I would just be, you know, careful.
Should people who live on Monterey Bay prepare for the next tsunami?
We have a lot of other much higher risk things we do every day, like texting while we're driving, but people don't think about that. They just keep doing it. But I think in terms of tsunamis, the historical record, you know, is 200 years. I'd say it's just not a high risk. You know, get 10 feet higher. Don't stand down on the ocean and watch for it to come in. I think that's probably the best warning I could give.
Dr. Griggs added, that is not to say the ocean isn't dangerous. For example, while tsunamis are low risk, climbing on shoreline rocks during a storm can be very dangerous.
That's a really good point. In this last winter, 8 people died falling off of rocks or getting carried off beaches by waves. Be careful. The ocean bats last.
And the ocean can be a power hitter.
Sir, thank you so much.
Okay, sure, Doug. Good to talk to you.
That was Dr. Gary Griggs with UC Santa Cruz. Doug McKnight, KZU News.